The convention scaled down to just a few hundred people and now mostly online. Attendees will also have to self-isolate for a minimum of 72 hours before coming to Milwaukee.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, a full and active all-inclusive lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village from $15.49 per month. Check them out on Facebook. One of your friends might already be there. Reserve your tour and free lunch at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The storms will be rather active for the next couple of days at least before things start to calm down again. High temperatures today held down a bit by clouds. We'll be in the upper 80s both today and tomorrow. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms today and tomorrow, just about any hour, but most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, with locally heavy downpours again. Lows at night will be in the mid-70s. Then by late week Thursday and Friday, not as many storms around. Getting back to a more routine summertime situation, still scattered and random, high temperatures in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility. Unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views, so let's quickly go to the phones and talk to Ray Balls from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm personally great, and my co-host Jack is too, I believe.
Hello, Ray.
Jack, how are you doing this morning?
I can't complain, friend.
I'm out here playing with Oreo. I got somebody tearing down my old chicken coop, and that's why you hear a dog in the background barking and a horse over here trying to bite me in the hind end. She's a great little horse, but she just loves nibbling on your hind end while you're out here. That's my only complaint with this little horse. She thinks she's
a
dog.
It's a love bite.
Yeah. Well, she thinks she's that. She actually thinks she's a dog because she was raised a dog, and she doesn't know she's a horse. She's just got problems, and the neighbor's dog won't be quiet. I tell you what, let me get out of here and then we can talk about carpet.
Well, and folks, you know, carpet is what they're all about there, Prattville Carpet. But it's more than just carpet, right, Ray? I mean, it's any type of flooring.
I'm talking ceramic tile, laminate, waterproof vinyl plank. Hey, I've even got waterproof carpet from Mohawk.
Wow.
If you need it, we've got it. But it all starts with a phone call, 285-8117. We'll come out and do that free measurement. Within 2 weeks, you got your new floor down. It's just that easy.
Wow. Okay. And it's a free in-home consultation. Y'all are still bringing samples to folks when they do call up 285-8117, right?
We do. We can bring them to your house. We will still wear our masks if you like to suit. If we don't take our seats off, we make sure we're still sanitizing. We have dodged the bullet because nobody in the organization has got sick so far. So we are taking every precaution to keep everybody safe at the same time while still running the business 110%.
Very good. Very good. Well, folks, if you need to get some new flooring, carpet, laminate, luxury vinyl, ceramic tile for the floor, or backsplash in the kitchen or the bathroom remodeling with the ceramic tile, Prattville Carpet is the place to go. They're great folks, easy folks to work with. Again, that number, 285-8117. And when you do call 285-8117, be sure to tell them that you heard Ray here on News and Views with Joey and Jack.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray. Appreciate it. More News and Views when we come back. Very quick turnaround here. We'll be right back in, well, matter of about 20 seconds.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Just singing that.
Doobie Brothers.
Did Chicago do that song?
No, it's the Doobie Brothers.
Okay.
Saturday in the Park is Chicago, but Park, Another Sunday is the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, movie. That's what I'm confusing it with. Sorry.
But welcome back to the show. And now, finally, there's Jerry Nadler, who looks to be in one piece. Attorney General Barr, everybody sitting down. Some folks masked up, but not Jim Jordan. He's looking good without that jacket up there.
He doesn't ever wear that jacket. He's wearing a light blue shirt.
Yeah, he is. Some people are predictable in a great way. But here, the topic at hand is kind of this, this scandal, if you can call it that, because it's really not like somebody unearthed something, just who Will Dismukes is. Now, to be clear, on Monday, Will Dismukes put out a statement that said, "The very atrocities and actions the Klan committed are a disgrace to our country." He expressed regret that his Facebook post, talking about how he enjoyed giving the invocation at the celebration of Nathan Bedford Forrest's birthday. He didn't explain in the post why he went. He expressed regret that his post may have put his legislative colleagues in a negative light. Democrats have been calling for him to resign ever since the Confederate monuments issue came up a few months ago after the killing of George Floyd and all the Black Lives Matter protests around the country. But after Will put out that statement and clarified a few things, it didn't bring too much clarity for many. Clyde Chambliss, state senator, said, quote, "He has had 24 hours to understand why people are so upset, but his interview on WSFA a few moments ago confirmed that he is lacking in understanding and judgment. He should resign immediately." That is what Clyde Chambliss...
Oh, thank you, Clyde Chambliss. Nobody cares what Clyde thinks.
Well,
Clyde got up there in 2014. He won fair and square. A lot of people have great promise for him, but he has quickly become part of the inside establishment. Sponsored, not only voting for, but he sponsored the gas tax.
Right.
And he's a big insider with all the lobbyists and powers that be in Montgomery. And that's fine. Clyde, you're entitled to your opinion, but I don't think it's up to you to tell somebody they ought to resign or not resign.
Well, let's go to the phone and see what some folks are thinking. 272-9228. Let's go to John. Hey, John, thank you for being patient.
Hey, good morning. I was just going to call in and say Will is my representative, and he's a personal friend. I've known him for several years. When I saw his post, I kind of cringed, like I'm guessing most people did, and my first thought was he has stepped on his poncho.
Yeah.
And that's proven to be correct. But, like I said, anybody that knows Will knows he doesn't have any hate in his heart.
How far back do you go with him, if you don't mind me asking? How do you know?
Probably he's 20 years younger than I am. I'll be 50, so he's 20-something, probably 10 years. Like I said, he's a good kid. And like I said, he'll have to answer to the voters for that, in my opinion. I don't believe he should resign. I think what Clyde did was a power play to have him resign and have him be replaced by a rubber stamp for whatever his agenda is to be. But like I said, as far as being a representative, he's done a great job, in my opinion. But like I said, that's probably one of the biggest unforced turnovers, shooting yourself in the foot, I've ever seen a politician do. So hopefully he can reel that in and correct it. So thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, John.
Appreciate your call.
Good call. Yeah, and I think I told you over the phone, Jack. I'll share it with the audience now. It's one thing to have a little accident and, a little incontinence. It's one thing to crap the bed. It's another thing to then post photos of and be like, look at what I did this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what's so odd about this. He has been so honest about where he's coming from with this stuff. It's just, there are a lot of folks, Republicans included, proud Southerners included, they're like, hey, man, that's a little much, but I'm sure there are others who may disagree. But 272-9228, let's go to the phones, talk to Soldier Boy.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Hey, I got a couple questions.
All right.
Jack, this one's directed towards you.
Okay.
Take it personal, okay? Hold on to it. Hold on to it like that when you were 10 years old, when you held on to that first old teddy bear in that storm on the other side of the house. Let me ask you a question. When is this ex-speaker of the House ever going to do some time?
Well, that's a very good question, Soldier Boy. The Supreme Court upheld
several
of the charges, mm-hmm. all of which have jail time. He's supposed to serve 4 years. And if you serve more than three, you have to report to the Department of Corrections. You can't serve that time in a county facility. And I know that sheriff over there.
Well, he couldn't do it anyway because they're felonies anyway. He couldn't be in the county jail, right?
I'm not sure about that. I think it has more to do with jail time than it does the offense you serve for.
Can he get out for good time? I mean, for good behavior?
I don't know. Probably. I mean,
So he could have been out by now if he were reported right away.
Yes, exactly.
So what is he trying to do, delay this?
I think he was trying to appeal on something else, but some of the people that are more legal scholars than I am, because I'm not a scholar at all, certainly not in legal
circles. You're being humble now, Jack.
But he, I think he's at the end of his rope on delaying this much longer.
I would have just done my time and, said, hey, let me out because of the corona,
Yeah. Well, he's fought it every step of the way. And
how many has he got left? Originally, how many did he have?
Well, originally he was charged with, I think, 22 indictments, and I think 12 of them, or 12 indictments, but he has convictions, 22 indictments, but he had convictions on 12 of them.
No, I think the Supreme Court recently threw out like half of them.
So he's down to six?
Something.
Yeah, but I mean, he's still guilty as hell for some of this stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I just can't believe it. Sometimes
that's what makes people think they're two sets of justice
exactly.
in the country is because of people like that. And and I've raised on this program, and I'll say it again without any trepidation, Will Sellers should have recused himself, and he's sitting on the Supreme Court, but at one time he was in the employ of Mike Hubbard and the Republican caucus before Mike was Speaker of the House. So he has had a long-term relationship with Mike Hubbard, and he did not recuse. And I think that's egregious.
Absolutely, it is. Because it just puts a bad look upon Republicans, you know, and practicing what we preach.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're guilty, you're guilty. You do your time, you do your time.
Right.
Kind of like Anthony Weiner. I mean, the Democrats, they know how to round that wagon 3 or 4 times.
Oh, good God. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. They're good at that. We should learn something from them, but I really don't want to learn and practice what they've learned. Because I'm just wondering, I was like, Mike Hubbard, I mean, he's still out. And you're right. It just makes it sound like there's two people who are in the... And let me ask you another question, too. Did his legal fees get paid by the taxpayers at all?
No, absolutely not.
Thank God.
No. At first, he had a guy named J. Mark White, who everybody says is a great trial, you know, a courtroom lawyer. Mm-hmm. I find him to be a pompous ass. I served on a committee with him once. But apparently, he got out of the case, and I don't know if it's because Mike ran out of money or what, but then Bill Baxley took up the slack and served as his attorney these last couple of years. I mean, you got to remember, this conviction was in July of 2015. It's 5 years, and he's still a free man. What
like
the hell's up with that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my whole point.
Soldier Boy, we got a bunch of other calls here, but
right.
I appreciate
Thanks, guys.
It. Thank you. 272-9228. By the way, just an update on what's happening in this judiciary hearing in the House. Jerry Nadler's talking, and he's essentially trying to say Barr has put a dark pall over the Department of Justice, and he's corrupted the institution, and all these different things like that. You know what, Jerry Nadler? Go to hell, fat ass!
Wait till Barr gets a hold of his fat ass.
Go to hell. Nobody believes
you. He's awful. They're so incredibly partisan and, I mean, out there. Just totally out there. And I still maintain, Christy Blasey Ford should be in jail for making up a story and lying to Congress. Nobody's brought that up.
Right.
Even her best friends are saying, I have no recollection that ever happened. She never discussed it with me.
Right.
You know, it's incredible.
Well, and this is where we are in the country, to where I try to be fairly even keel. But if this is the game we're playing at the national level, my response to Nadler is go to hell. If that's how you're going to characterize what Durham and Barr are up to, go to hell. Seriously. 272-9228. Let's go to Gary. Hey, Gary.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Jack, you feeling better?
I am. Thanks for asking. How you doing?
Oh, doing fine. Hey, Clyde is typical Republican. Republicans, they get out there, he just keep his mouth shut and try to cover. Like I said, Will didn't go and try to cover it up because it would have come out sooner or later. Because, you know, the way the dirty media, they had to drug up something, that some lies to get something started. They always do. But Clyde Chambliss is not perfect, and that's the thing about all these. If that had been the Democrats, they wouldn't have been out there, you know, trying to hang each other. Because I don't care what they do, it ain't wrong. But as far as the Ku Klux Klan, what is the difference between the NAACP and the Black Lives Matter? You know, they're out there killing babies, killing people, and of their own race. That's what I can't understand. And you're talking about the funeral for a week. No, it's 2 weeks. You know, that's a little overkill. You know,
well,
the man not ever good.
Gary, I'll say respectfully.
How to do a funeral is not up to you and me, and that's the way
they
wanted to conduct the funeral. But I don't think you can ever say the NAACP was ever an organization that went around stringing up people and burning crosses. I mean, they are not a violent group by any stretch. You might not agree with some of the things that they profess, but I don't think you can lump them in with the Black Lives Matter. And I don't think initially the Black Lives Matter loosely organized group would ever, you know, I don't think they would ever be looting. I think it's once that group got co-opted by, you know, money behind it, that's when it, and there are a lot of, believe me, there's just as many white people involved in the Black Lives Matter movement as there are black people. So
no, they're not white people. They're trash. forgive me for that, but you know they're not people. They're idiots.
Well,
trash,
you know.
Idiots. But now, yeah. Well, I can't understand too. How does these people make a living? If it's nobody's backing them or nothing, well, how do they live? They don't have bills or nothing.
Maybe they are on the stimulus money. I don't know.
Yeah, the lockdown's got everybody out of work.
Yeah, we have no knowledge of that. So, but
they were talking
anyway.
About now they're trying to make it where they can pull people out of their cars and rob them, and there's no problem there. But
well, anyway, we appreciate your call.
Yes, sir.
You know, thank you. Just for the life of me, Jack, I don't understand why, in order to be proud of the South and where you're from, you've got to celebrate here in 2020 the birthday of Nathan Bedford Forrest. It doesn't. I'm born and raised here. Doesn't make sense to me.
Doesn't make sense to me either. But you know.
So again, that'll be up to voters. But 272-9228. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Good deal. I'll talk about Mr. Dismuke. I have met that guy one time, and he seemed like a nice young man.
Sure.
And I do not think he shot himself in the foot by commemorating Forrest's birthday. I'm proud of him for standing up for Southern rights and Southern heritage, because if we don't stand up for it, it's going to be gone, and it won't even be remembered in history, and that's not right. Now, as far as NAACP goes, people may not remember that back in the 50s and the 60s, they changed their name to the NAACP. They were formerly the Black Panthers, who was a violent racial group.
No, that's not correct.
Okay.
Black Panthers was a totally different... the NAACP... was kind of like they were just standing up for what they thought black people were entitled to, just like every other ordinary white citizen. They didn't feel that they were a part of the system. So don't ever call them Black Panthers, because they were and are not.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Jim. Boy, that guy was... No, if you really wanted to, who came from the Black Panthers, they'd probably be more aligned with Black Lives Matter than that. You know, I'm talking about the real, the ones that are out doing all the bad stuff like that. That'd be more aligned with Black Panthers. But anyways, I don't know where that guy got that thing. Let's see here. Gary Nadler, why do I have to look at him again on TV?
This is their last desperate attempt to try to smear Attorney General Barr before the crap hits the fan.
Yeah, he's a compulsive liar. And I heard his accident this morning. He hit a fire hydrant. He was driving and sexting Nancy Pelosi and hit a fire hydrant. That's what I heard. No, but, you know, this thing, all they're going to do on the day, and you can flip it around and look at it on the different networks here, how they're spinning this thing. And, you know, they're just going to attack, the Democrats just going to attack Barr and tell him that he's covering for Trump, and he's a, you know, so it's, I don't know if they're going to get to the bottom of it, Joey.
Well, you'll notice that the Democrats start raising hell and do public hearings and things like that in advance of what they know is about to come out. I think indictments are probably about to come down on some of these folks, and they're trying to get out in front of it, and it's not going to work. Because you're not going to rattle Barr like you might could have rattled Jeff Sessions. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, just like in the impeachment thing where they revved it up and all this stuff they were on there doing all this showboat, and everybody knew what was going to happen, but they weren't going to give up. And then they come out on you know, making all these accusations, and it just fell flat. So they're just trying to cover themselves, all they're trying to do. But I can't wait till Barr starts tearing into them, because, I mean, God, is Adam Shifty Shift, is he going to be making an appearance today?
No, I don't believe so, thank God.
I don't think he's on this committee.
Yeah, he's not.
Is
he? Oh, okay, good. I just, kind of a side note, do you, Joe, I know you watch Greg Gutfeld show, don't you?
Not recently, not much, but I love Gutfeld. He's hilarious.
Yeah, you know the guy that works with him sometimes, and he does the parodies of Biden. Have you seen him do it? And he used to do one of Adam Schiff. Man, that guy's...
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. That guy's great.
Oh, man, that guy's good. That is good. But anyways, this will be interesting here. And another thing about Nadler, did you see him the other day? He was confronted by some people about the rioting going on in Seattle, in Oregon. And he said, those aren't Antifa people. There's no proof those are. I mean, he's just trying to deny. How do you sit there and deny stuff like that? But man, that guy just lies about everything.
Well,
to make a statement.
Name one of them who doesn't. You know, yeah. Schiff does. You know, Pelosi does.
Right. Given we're in election year, too, that's, I mean, par for the course.
Yeah, well, it's fixing to get real interesting here. It's less than 100 days now. And, I can imagine what it's going to be like when Trump wins the election the next day or that night. You talk about protesting breaking loose. It's going to be a madhouse.
Yeah. Well.
But anyway.
But here, I mostly feel, Jim, that most Americans, no matter their point of view, are, we're viewers of all of this. We're not actually participating.
Yeah you're right. I think the majority of the people in this country are sitting there having the same reaction you and I have, Joey, is this has got to stop.
Yeah.
This is out of control. And they're going to let it not be known. And I agree with you. There's people that are not speaking out right now because I think they just don't want the aggravation, you know, the blowback from it. But when it goes to voting where nobody knows what's going on, then they're going to speak out. And I think most of the people, they've got to feel the same way everybody else does. And then this small minority that's out there doing all this destruction. Most Americans are sitting back and going, this has got to stop. And they're going to look at, now, who's going to stop it? Some creepy old guy in his basement that can't remember who his wife is? Or Donald Trump? So, you know, I feel good about that part.
Well, we shall see, Jim. And you're going to continue to watch this hearing? I mean, it's like it's a show they're putting on right now. They're playing news media clips, both sides. Let the Attorney General speak. Good God.
Yeah, he's sitting there watching all, you know, I'm sitting there going, I was flipping between the channels to see how they were reading the little things out the bottom, you know. He's facing a grilling by the... Okay. And then they're showing, why are they showing scenes of the looting and all? Are they blaming that on Trump?
No, this is the Republicans showing that it isn't peaceful. Like I said, it's a bunch of political theater, honestly, at this point. Jim, we got to run. Appreciate the call, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good one.
272-9228. Well, Eddie Bader just walked in. Welcome to this show.
Yeah, what a show you guys are doing here. Hey, but I do have an answer for one of your guys. They were talking about NAACP. And
yeah, it was in the 1909.
Oldest pro-black organization ever.
Okay.
And very nonviolent.
There you go.
No, I just... Yeah, that kind of caught me by surprise.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get your facts straight. You know, when you make statements on... And I've said things that are wrong, and I admit it, but...
Sure.
I mean, you cannot equate the NAACP with the KKK.
Oh, no.
It doesn't square. And don't even try. And don't call up here and say the NAACP is a violent organization. They have never been, and they never will be. And you can have your opinions about Black Lives Matter, because I'm not even sure what that is. But And then, but don't, you know, like the Black Panthers, come on, get your story right before you get on these airways. Because you don't need to confuse people who are listening who may not know. And I'm not trying to chastise our callers. I'm happy they call, but damn it, know your facts.
Well, and I'll maintain that you can be a proud Southerner, born and raised, and you don't have to celebrate birthdays of dead Confederate generals. You can, and that you can still be passionate about the history, want to learn right. about it, but you don't need to, in the current day, celebrate them. If you want to, you have every right to. And I'm not calling
but
for
then,
anybody to resign.
But I also say this, while I think that Will made a stupid judgment call this weekend, I don't think it's up to Clyde Chambliss to say you ought to resign.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Right. Oh, what a day. 272-9228. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. And well, since you just walked in, Eddie, this part of the program is also brought by the Goodson Group.
Yes.
You have sales meetings on Tuesdays.
Yes, on Tuesdays
right?
We have sales meetings. Bo goes over kind of current things that we have going on at the Goodson Group, and we also come up with some sales tactics. And today, one of the things we actually went over was the 8 ways of prepping a house, getting ready to put on the market.
Yeah.
But by the time the conversation was done, we had 10 ways to do that. So,
Very good.
But it's great. And again, I say it all the time, working for Bo, just watching him work with clients, especially first-time buyers, the way that he actually just coddles first-time buyers, pets them the whole way, takes care of them the whole way, because in the home buying process, it can be very intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
It can be. They're throwing facts and figures and numbers at you that are just like, oh, that'll give me a heart attack looking at that number. But Bo can break every bit of that down for you and tell you this is what you're going to pay and this is what you're going to need. As a first-time home buyer, when I did, I didn't have that kind of agent. I had an agent, sign here, you'll get the house, see you later.
Right.
And that's just not what we do at the Goodson Group.
And the Goodson Group, it's in the name. And, you know, sometimes folks just slap their name on something. But no, Bo's earned a business being named after him. It's because he does have that unique understanding from 40-plus years of experience.
40-plus years in the business. And he also teaches realtors. He teaches CE classes. In fact, I think he had a crowded class yesterday. With realtors, every 2 years, we have to take continuing education, and that's mandatory to keep your license. And Bo is an instructor in that. So that, again, speaks volumes of what he knows about the industry.
There you go. Whether you're looking to buy a home, sell your home, as we just went over the... Mm-hmm. The different 8, well, it ended up being 10.
It ended up being 10. And
ways to prepare your house for sale. But also, if you are investing in rental properties, the Goodson Group can manage those for you.
Exactly.
You can find tenants for you, and also check out the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. You can check out the Goodson Group online at thegoodsongroup.com or give them a call, 551-0225.
Yep, and let me give you one more story that we went over this weekend. You know, it's hot, Alabama. Mm-hmm. It's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we had a tenant that called Bo, and their AC had gone out. And this is the kind of rental manager Bo is, and also speaks to him as a person. He realized that the part that needed to be replaced on the AC, there's no way they could get it before the weekend was over, so he put those people in a hotel.
Wow.
You find me a landlord in town that does that.
Man, that's going there.
And he didn't do it because they said, hey, we need to do this, or hey, we're going to do this. Bo said, you know what, it's Alabama, it's hot. Let me take you out of that hot house and put you in a hotel.
That's the type of guy you need to work with, folks. The Goodson Group, 551-0225. Be right back. More News and Views from 9 until noon. It's
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, it took me a while, but I finally came up with a fabulous sale. For the first time ever, Mr. Sandman Mattress is having a, wait for it, we are having a last half of July sale. This is not to be confused with the Independence Day sale that we had the first half of July. New products are being added daily, and we are offering many mattresses, beds, adjustable bases, and headboards at prices that the competition will not beat. No interest financing is available, as well as 90-day layaway. We are now offering a no-credit-needed finance with no interest if paid in 90 days. Folks, Mr. Sandman offers more choices, including a nice selection of hybrids, memory foam, and latex sets. We are a low-key, friendly environment with really nice, no-pressure salespeople, all of whom have worked with me for at least a decade. We have mattresses in stock and offer prompt delivery, and yes, we will haul off your old mattress. Come save during our last half of July sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen.
When your employees return to work or a customer enters your business, how do they know it's been clean, disinfected, and safe? Our Janneking yellow stickers can show everyone entering your facility that it's been cleaned and disinfected. Place a Janneking yellow sticker at your entrances to give your employees and customers peace of mind that this building has been cleaned and disinfected by the King of Clean. Go to JanneKingCleans.com now to find out more information and request a sticker today.
Janneking, the King of Clean.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from Home Advisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to Home Advisor's approval and terms. Valid for new Home Advisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
Hello, this is Yasmin Holston with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong.
Who's intentions are good?
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Give them a call today, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Equal housing lender. We'll tell you more about Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams coming up here later in the hour. Jack, how you doing?
And how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm just reading the closed captioning here of, you know, Attorney
General. Well, I thought this was a Russia discussion.
No, it's the Russia discussion, and then it's also everything that's been going on. Like, for instance, them sending in feds to protect the federal courthouse in Portland. So it's everything.
How good are... Why should they do that, Joey?
Joey, you haven't played that LBJ phone thing, have you?
No.
I found it again.
Okay.
And I'm going to send it to you because back in 1963, around right after the assassination of Kennedy, Johnson, of course, was president, and he was having a phone conversation with J. Edgar Hoover, and apparently there were a lot of riots going on in Harlem. And Lyndon Johnson said, we're not going to turn over our streets to people who want to destroy property and all that. So for all these liberals out there that are screaming, oh, Trump's sending in federal people to restore order, that's just over the top. This is a longstanding practice.
Right.
And when Lyndon Johnson, the liberal icon of many modern-day Democrats... If they were to hear this phone conversation, they might change their tune a little bit about Trump. But I'm going to find it, and we're going to play it.
Very good, very good. And that there is a history of that in the country. And the Trump administration has not even gone that far yet. I mean, they're simply protecting federal property. It has not gotten to the point of National Guard. You need the request of the local authorities to do that. So... And I'll be the first to admit that I don't like an overbearing federal government. So I don't want a mass, occupation, so to speak. The language, and we must be in an election year, because how over the top the language is right now is, it's unnerving. I was just talking to, I had my internet finally installed at the new house, and I was talking to the tech, Tyler and Christian, two young guys, probably mid-20s. I asked if they ever listen to the radio, follow the news. And they said no. And I said, you know what? Y'all are young. Good. Keep your sanity as long as you can until you have to pay attention.
Yeah.
It's crazy right now. But I told them to listen to News and Views, listen to us. And if they don't like what I say, call me up and dog cuss me. I mean, not too much. But
I ran into two listeners this morning, Brenda and I won't say Sarah, it's Sarah. Brenda Sarah. And Sarah. And they chatted with me. I've known them personally, but it was good to see them. So and they are avid listeners.
You know, Jack, I want to try something. We got to hit another break, but would you want to hear Jerry Nadler grilling Barr and seeing Barr respond? Would you want to hear that Q&A?
Yeah, we'll play it for, a couple of minutes. If it's boring, we won't play it anymore.
Right.
How's that?
And it'll be a little weird because whenever I share audio that way with you, it kind of, you can't hear me very well, but I think it'll work. And I want to hear this play for the audience. It probably
will. Yeah, we don't need to interrupt them anyway. Let's let them go at it.
There you go. More news and views when we come back. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We'll be back with try to stop this Q&A between Jerry Bear, Jerry Nadler, and Attorney General Barr right after this. But don't you know that no one
alive can always be an angel? He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contact-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at wowway.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
and siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The storms will be rather active for the next couple of days at least before things start to calm down again. High temperatures today held down a bit by clouds. We'll be in the upper 80s both today and tomorrow. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms today and tomorrow, just about any hour, but most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, with locally heavy downpours again. Lows at night will be in the mid-70s. Then by late week Thursday and Friday, not as many storms around. Getting back to a more routine summertime situation. Still scattered and random. High temperatures in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time. And we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow, don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey, Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn riding mowers. When I ask why CTE and why Hustler, you tell me it's because friends recommend both. You like our team of friendly professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, from the smallest 34-inch homeowner model all the way up to the ginormous 104-inch industrial model. Now, if some of you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time, because during the month of July, all Hustler Fast Track models are an additional $500 off. And get this, we're also offering 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now, who else does all that? Hustler Mowers and CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. You tell you what, folks, let's just jump midstream into A.G. Barr and Jerry Nadler going back and forth. And Jack, can you hear me still?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, let's watch this together, Jack.
Have been asking us for help, and we have put in additional federal agents and investigators to help deal with it.
Have you discussed the president's reelection campaign with the president or with any White House official or any surrogate of the president?
Joy, can you hear me?
Well, I'm not going to get into discussions with the president.
Have you discussed that topic with him, yes or no?
Not in relation to this program.
I didn't ask that. I asked if you discussed that.
I'm a member of the cabinet, and there's an election going on. Obviously, the topic comes up.
So the answer is yes.
Well, the topic comes up in cabinet meetings and other things. It shouldn't be a surprise that the topic of the election.
I didn't say I was surprised. I just asked if you'd done that.
So Nadler's essentially needling him on, or you're using the feds essentially to help Trump get reelected. It's just, it's ridiculous. It really is.
Well, to hear them tell it, that's a very unpopular thing. It shouldn't help him get reelected.
Right.
Sending in troops.
Well, and Alan
they know it is.
And Alan Dershowitz made a fantastic argument during the impeachment trial that politicians all the time do things in their own interest for political reasons to get reelected and the like that also line up with what they perceive to be the national interest. Happens all the time. For instance, sure. Barack Obama probably thought Obamacare would help him get reelected. But it also, he probably thought, was good for the nation. It's both. It's kind of funny how that works out that way. So it's just such a dishonest game. Sorry for even trying to play it. It's just pissing me off. 272-9228.
Well, you can play it, and I can go in the other room and listen to it, and then come back in here and talk to you about it.
If anything juicy happens, we'll play it for you tomorrow, folks.
I like Jack's idea. Just go in the other room and just start yelling, Jack.
I'll start listening to it in the other room, then I'll come back in here and tell you what I think.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Well, after listening a few of those calls this morning, I think the South is going to rise again.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm just trying, as I told you off air, Steve, I'm just trying to stir people up so they tell me where the gold is.
Give me the gold. There you go. Hey, in regards to Trump sending in federal folks to protect federal property, I don't know if people know it or not, but forever, the feds and local law enforcement agencies have worked together to capture bad guys.
Thought that was kind of the big purpose after 9/11 for everybody to be on the same page.
And even before 9/11.
Right, but after 9/11, they tried to make it clear that everybody was working together. They had one central command, I guess.
Well, even before 9/11, there were federal task forces, drug task forces.
Oh, that's right.
I've attended two or three different groups of them. One we used to meet, and it was the ICE task force, and we met at U.S. Attorney's Office, and you had ATF, U.S. Attorney's Office, law enforcement agencies from the Middle District of Alabama, and we would bring our cases there, and they'd say yay or nay whether we were going to take them or not. And then once the federal complaint was issued, then we'd saddle up as a task force and go out there and get them. And, I mean, that's been going on forever.
Right.
And if they're acting like there's an invasion and there's federal dollars that have flowed down to these task forces, and most of these cities that had real high drug, gun problems wanted these task force members working cohesively to get the crime out of their community. So now these new Democratic mayors are taking a full 360. They want the task forces, I guess, out and the criminals in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole new world.
Well, because when the criminals get done tearing up the place, they're going to look for us, you and me, and Trump to come bail them out. And then they can say, hey, we're creating jobs.
I think that's the rest of the story. I think they think that Hairy Legs is going to get elected, and then once he's in, then they're going to present him with a big, fat bill and say, look, we helped, we participated in getting you elected, and now you need to pay up and repair all these damages.
I have no doubt about that.
There you go. Y'all have a good day.
You too, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
272-9228. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hey, Randall, what's up, bud?
It was not much, man. First time you ever caught me off guard. I'd
like to keep you on your toes.
You sure did. I'm like Greg, you know how he's always trying to get animal sound to go right up to the punchline. I done walked in a bank trying to cancel a debit card and get one printed off before you get me. I couldn't make it, though, baby. But, man, if you go back, like, Jack, even, you know, if you say Stephen Reed's dad, like, we always compare him to his dad. And I got to say, Bill Ball, you got to put his dad in this talk. He was the head of of But it was during World War One, II, and all that stuff, man. And he wrote that book, The Space Relations. And it, nothing about his daddy is good, nothing. And we always say, you know what I mean? I've heard it about the mayor we have all for 2 years. And so it makes me look at his dad. And his dad is awesome. He is bad news. And I'm scared. This is all a setup, and we all pissing. You know what I mean? NSA point names and started going to court tomorrow. It wouldn't be over for 8 years. I mean, as long as they drug this
Randall, let me stop you. I thought Bill Barr's father was the head of a school.
He was
like headmaster.
He was the headmaster of Bolton School from 64 to 74.
And he was at Columbia University, which where a bunch of girls, where Epstein ended up, had made one stop later in life. And, man, girls went missing from there a lot.
58? From 1958 to 1964, he was at Columbia University.
Yeah, Columbus University is hooked into that stuff, man. And they all, it's scary. It worries me a lot, man. Jackie, it does. Well, especially that book, man, that Space Relations book tears me up with all this pedophile stuff that's coming out now.
He wrote it 1973, Space Relations, novel, or a science fiction novel about planet ruled by oligarchs who perform child sex slavery.
And if you read that book as in them coming down here getting our people who can't afford to go chase them and can't afford to go look for them, instead of reading it like them taking them out of space for real. It really brings it home, man, what you see going on right in front of us. We watch it play out, and we see it all, but it's like we can't get ahead of it, okay? And that's what bothers me. I don't know how we can if we always, you know, if we always 3 days behind and they thinking 10 years ahead. I mean, how do we beat it, Jack? If the bars are a problem, too. I mean, and Trump can't do nothing with this. Say Trump is the almighty savior, but Barr is a bad apple too. What happened?
Why do you say Barr's a bad apple?
Because his dad wrote a science fiction book.
No, not just the science fiction, but being ahead of this kid. And if you go look at him pictures, man, he's in some pictures. They holding up their hands, just like the Nazis did. He's one of some bad people back then in the days, man. And then going through Columbia University and being the head of a daggum school. I mean, with the kids in it. That's all three strikes right there, man. It's how you taught me to read it, Jay. I mean, I'm just following your footsteps. I mean,
Randall, I'm going to chalk this one up in this particular theory of yours today as a stretch. We'll see.
Well, in Randall's defense, one of the notations here in his Wikipedia is it's kind of ironic that Jeffrey Epstein's story seems to follow his father's book. Pretty close. Yeah. Which is kind of strange, but I go more towards that's Epstein, not